Okay, here we go. On to part 7, getting close to the end.
Went for the reading of the word. God never ordained the synagogues. God's plan all along was that temple, and then when they went into isolation, they came out, they were separated, they started worshiping in religious buildings.
Started the temple.
God.
God?
Yeah.
Was that David's idea?
God. God started the temple.
God started the tabernacle. That was God's idea. Right. David asked and then, about building a temple.
And then God and gave then, him specifics, God so I'm going to say it was God's idea because God gave them specifics.
God gave some direction, yeah.
He gave direction.
So unbelievable. So Nathan says that God didn't really want the temple, I guess. How foolish. God told them how to do it, what to carve on it. Then his spirit dwells inside in the Holy of Holies, yet God didn't want the temple. This is a man that Mark Bullen has trained. I'll say it again. Foolishness, unbiblical, heresy. The more I see Living Faith Christian Fellowship, the more sad I am for them and how pathetic they really are for biblical sound doctrine. Let's keep going.
Put this thing here, carve this here. God put a stamp of approval. The Spirit wasn't dwelling yet.
But Christ put a stamp of approval.
New Testament saints, where were they meeting? In houses, there's no need to put up religious buildings to spend thousands of dollars.
What if you can't fit in your house anymore?
You divide up like they did. You meet outside. You divide up. That's how the body grows. But Mark doesn't want to do that because Mark wants to be the lone ruling bishop.
That's not
divide up then. Divide up like the New Testament saints.
We don't want to divide up. We love each other like Jesus said we would.
There you go.
So you see there? So Mark wants, and remember, Mark told me I can't take Lord's Supper unless I'm under a bishop. Mark wants to control everything. Mark's got to know about secret sins and sign a contract to know about them, but even though they're secret, you can't really know about them. And so here you go. I call out John 13 for loving people when Mark didn't love me. What does Nathan cry out? We love each other. We don't want to separate into other houses because we love each other. We all want to stay together. You see how partial they are? They love their LFCF cult Bullenite people. They don't love other believers. Praise God. Apostle Paul loved all the true believers and wasn't partial. Wicked, sinful, corrupt men they are. Let's keep going.
That you're not following the model and you're putting up building. If I was united to you guys, I wouldn't waste a penny.
Is there any scripture that says you may not build a building? Or what if the Holy Spirit
hey, sir,
you build a building?
How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can I give you...
Okay, right about here, I think we're over because a man walks up and I start witnessing to him and I decided I'd said enough with the Bullenites. And I start witnessing to the man. You can listen to it and then that's when Nathan and I part. Let's listen.
Can I give you something?
Sure.
What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
I'm all heated talking to these guys, but I don't want to forget a neighbor walking by.
Well,
I'm out here preaching the good news gospel, how to find eternal life. Check out my website sometime.
You see this on my neck?
Yeah.
I've already found my truth, my God. Give that to somebody
really?
Who might need it.
There's one true living God. I'll take it back. There's
That's
one
right.
true living God. His name is Jesus Christ. Unless you bend your knee to him, there's no hope.
And your Christian scriptures,
you'll be lost.
Part of the Godhead. You're saying there's only one true God,
one
Jesus
true God.
Christ, but Jesus
one true
Christ
God.
Is comprised
one God in three,
God, right?
One God in three essence.
Triune God,
yes.
Right? It's the same thing they've been preaching since the ancient Egyptian times.
No.
Where do you think we get Amen?
No.
Amen comes
no.
from the God Amun
yeah,
Ra.
No. I have articles on my website that would help you. Look up don'tperish.com. Jesus is the only name by which you must be saved.
Jesus is today's name on which you must be saved, but the peace of divinity that we must find, the peace of divinity you're telling people to seek, telling them to seek externally.
That's New Ageism. That was around long before Christ died on the cross, but you know who created the world? The one true and living God, Jehovah. And I'm not a Jehovah Witness. The one true living God, Christ came to set us free. Look up my website, repent and be free by the gospel. It's the only way. It's the only way. Repent.
By the way, you notice I'm witnessing to this man right in front of the Bullens, and I tell the man he needs to repent. Now, Mark Bullen, in his sermon about me, says, I tell people, be born again, be born again. No, that's actually part of the gospel, good news, you must be. But I tell people to believe on Christ, I just preach Christ, and then I tell him to repent. Proving, refuting Mark Bullen as a liar, Nathan, Titus, and the two Albert boys as a witness. Let's keep going.
I seek after that which the universe wants for the rest of us. So I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe
tribulation's coming, and the Bible predicts it. Go look it up.
It does.
It's true and accurate.
Why do you think it's happening
now? It's coming.
Why do you think it's
coming?
Why do you think it's happening now?
By the way, I need to let you know, Nathan, Titus, and the two Albert boys were standing here watching this whole thing. You'll hear them say they got to go at the end. Listen in.
It's because the people who wrote the Bible.
Let me tell you this.
The people who manipulated religious scripture.
No, it's coming because of sin. It's coming because of sin, and let me tell you something.
That's why we have people spreading out.
What's your first name?
Andrew.
Andrew, I'm Jim. Let me just tell you something, and I'm going to let you go on your way. One day, I was a worldly, carnal, wicked, sinful, drunken man, and I knew I was going to answer to God one day. I repented. I'm no better.
I'm still a drunken man.
All right. Well, there's hope for you. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you, but let me tell you something. I am different than you. I'm different than you. And, okay, by God's Spirit, not yet. Now, one day, and I'm going to let you go. One day, I promise you, your knee is going to bow to Jesus Christ. Mine's going to bow willingly. And I'm going to serve him as my Lord and Savior. If you won't bow, yours is going to be broken with a rod. I want you to bow willingly.
You know what?
Go to my website sometime.
I will tell you one thing.
Go to my website.
Everything that you're saying, I'm not saying is wrong.
You must repent to be born again or there's no hope.
Doesn't it say in the Bible that God goes by many names?
Yes.
Okay.
Hundreds.
How did they humiliate Jesus when they crucified him? I believe he existed as a real man.
Yeah, many ways.
Yeah. They mocked him.
Yeah.
They called him the Lord of nothing.
King of the
And they called him the Lord of flies, right? But we also call Satan Beelzebub, which actually translates to the Lord of the flies. So why did we actually crucify him and mock him as Satan? They called him the Lord of nothing. They called him the Lord
of the flies. There's a lot of reasons
why Beelzebub means Lord of flies.
There's a lot of reasons why the world crucified Christ, but the fact is your sin and my sin sent him there.
And so did their sin.
Right.
So you're asking the wrong questions.
That's where I pointed to the bullens and I said, my sin, their sin, everybody sent him there. You notice what I'm doing is I'm preaching the gospel to this man. I told him about who Christ is. I told him he must repent. I told him like Jesus told the ruler, you must be born again, okay? I didn't invite him to church. This is the big problem with the Bullenites and American churchianity. Just come to church. I'm preaching the truth of God to this man that he needs to prick his conscience, to call him to repentance in Christ. That's what we're called to do. That's what the Bullenite cult does not do. Let's listen in. We're almost done.
But you gotta personalize it. He died for you. He died for you. You send me, Nathan Bullen and all you other guys, you send me a written refutal, and when your dad repents of the sins he did against the truth of God and publicly repents of them, then it's time for us to sit at the table and iron things out. Until he repents of those things, there's no point in me sitting. I would meet with any of you guys anytime. If you can find me, don'tperish.com, you can find me.
Make sure that the truth that you tell people is open to interpretation, because it always is. Always is.
Okay, so let's leave it there. I went back, finished witnessing to that man, that New Age occult-looking man. So there, you heard it. I told Nathan the things that must happen. They haven't happened. Mark Bullen hasn't repented of him saying, I'm lying, slandering, I'm in sin, I'm in shipwreck of my faith. Jesse hasn't repented of his lies. Now Nathan needs to repent of his slander, saying, I'm telling lies about Mark Bullen on the testing. None of that's happened yet. No written refutal has been sent to me, emailed to me. They've known about it for going on close to 3 years now. And four or five times I've been in Brookfield, no one set up a meeting. But yet God has ordained that I met people to talk to them, to expose them further. I believe it's of the Father because we love them. We're not out to harm, as Mark Bullen says. We're out to call out error and sin and get them to repent. So I'm going to leave that there. Up next is going to be my refuting Mark Bullen sermon where he mentions me, tells me I preach born again wrong, tells people that I got a bunch of stuff wrong. I'm going to refute that line by line like I'm doing here. See, I don't hide in the dark like Mark Bullen does. I have nothing to gain. I don't sell anything. I don't have a building to fill up. I don't want to be a ruling over elder and bishop in a diatrophies like Mark Bullen. I want people to come to the saving knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ by faith in him and his shed blood and his resurrection. Repentance, yes. And then having works and fruit worthy of that repentance. New life, that's born again. The Bible talks about it all over the New Testament. Didn't happen in the Old Testament. I'm going to cover that. Holiness and obedience to the scriptures is the fruit. You're born of God. The Bullenites aren't doing that. They're following a man-made program. and enduring in the faith till the end. This has been Brother Jim. We love you all. I hope this has edified you. Go to the testing of the Bullenites at don'tperish.com. Look on the Unbiblical Teachers blog. Look up Mark Bullen. Look up Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Or just Google Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Exposed, we come up all over the first page. Email me, let me know what I've got wrong, and I will correct it. I'm waiting for Mark Mullen and the men at LFCF to come out of the dark to give an answer and then have this meeting they say they want on a public place so we can get to the truth for the glory of God. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.